The greatest feeling you can get in a gym is the pump. I mean, it's terrific. So, you know, I'm in heaven.
A classic Arnold Schwarzenegger moment. But down from his heaven to our earthly reality, weights and strength training in general can mean so much more than just pumping yourself up.
Today, we're talking about the joy and the pleasure of weights. I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg, and this is The Magic Pill. You know, way back before he was the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger used to be famous for, you know, wearing a little bikini on Venice Beach with lots of muscles bulging all over the place. And one of his classic lines was about how lifting weights was actually orgasmic for him. Do your patients tell you that weightlifting is that pleasurable for them?
Some people say they almost get like a high from lifting weights.
Huh.
But they also enjoy how it sculpts their body. So I had this one patient, he comes in, he's just hell-bent on losing weight. He starts to lift weights, and after a month, he comes back, and he says, Carrie, I haven't lost any weight.
Uh-huh.
But he shows me proudly, I'm losing my pants.
His pants are falling down. So he was changing shape.
Yeah. So let's say you're starting out doing exercise. You'll actually see more results quicker from lifting weights than starting a cardiovascular program.
Huh.
So even in the first few weeks, what happens, Carrie, is that your nerves actually organize themselves so they could fire the muscles so you can actually do more. And this is long before you start putting on mass. So you actually, in the first 2, maybe 3 weeks, are feeling and actually are stronger.
So you quickly go up in how much weight you can lift, in other words.
Absolutely.
And then you're feeling better. You maybe are actually starting to enjoy it. Like these people at a recent Boston bench press competition, I swear it does sound like they're enjoying it if you define enjoyment very broadly.
Start! Rest!
You might not hear the pleasure in those grunts, but actually feeling stronger just plain feels good. My friend Barbara Moran says when she was younger, she wanted to be thin, but now she wants to be strong.
I am a 45-year-old mother of two, and I like having big shoulders and triceps that stick out. And I like the fact that I can carry my 5-year-old on my shoulders, and I can carry all the groceries up the stairs. It makes me feel independent and young and good about myself.
Eddie, I think a lot of us feel like maybe we just don't exactly know how to do weights. So just for starters, what would you say are the most basic principles for doing strength training that you tell your patients?
The first thing I tell them is that anything that stresses your muscles, whether you're doing push-ups, whether you're lifting a soup can over your head, whether you're doing squats, whether you're going to the gym, is always going to strengthen your muscles as long as you're stressing them.
So feel effort, in other words.
You must feel effort, but you should never, ever feel any joint pain. If your muscles are a little sore after, I'm going to say congratulations. That's normal.
And you should aim for roughly about 10 repetitions of each thing you do. Like I read somewhere that the ideal is to get to failure, like you cannot lift that again, within about 10 times, right?
So yeah, let me explain the physiology really quickly. You're going to lift the weight. If you can't lift it 8 times, it's too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
If you can lift it more than 12 times, it's too light. So the sweet spot is somewhere between 8 and 12. So 10 works just fine.
Got it. And then you want to skip at least a day in between sessions, strength training sessions, to let your muscles rest?
Well, so remember when I said that if your muscles are sore, I'm going to say congratulations? So that's actually called delayed onset muscle soreness, DOMS, or DOMS. And that doesn't fully develop for at least 12 or 24 hours. So if you're lifting on Monday, you want to be able to know exactly how sore you are on Tuesday. So we ask you not to use those same muscles the very next day within 24 hours.
So does the soreness mean that you appropriately stressed your muscle and now it's healing?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. You're actually got it to the point where the muscle has to repair itself and get stronger.
So you kind of have to rethink strength training, right? That it's not necessarily always try to lift that thing one more time. It's more try to hit that sweet spot.
Most of us are not trained. So this is the one thing when I tell my patients, you got to be a little bit careful. Weightlifting is not something that we are trained to do. I tell my patients, go find a professional, an exercise physiologist, a personal trainer, someone who's going to show you how to do this properly
so that you'll enjoy it.
But if you do it right, then it really does have power, right? Like, I went to see Dr. Wayne Westcott. He's a really prominent exercise researcher who's written something like 28 textbooks. He's all about the importance of strength training at any age. And I have to say, the guy looks unbelievably young at age 67. He's got the same body composition as he did when he was about 20. He's 12% fat.
I don't train all the time. People say, well, you're in fitness, you train all the time. No, I do research all the time and teach and do things like that. But I do strength training twice a week, and I do endurance exercise of some form probably about 5 days a week.
And he mentioned these studies he's done at his clinic that measured how often you actually have to do strength training.
In our studies with literally thousands of subjects, our published studies, we found that twice a week strength training and 3 day a week strength training produce almost identical results in terms of maintaining muscle and bone and those fitness capacities. 3 days a week results in a little more fat loss, but if you diet and do endurance exercise, you shouldn't have to worry about the fat loss as long as you're keeping your metabolism up, and that's the main reason for the strength training.
But what if I say, look, I really only enjoy cardio, and I'll do your half hour a day of brisk walking, but now would you please get off my back?
I would say keep doing your cardio. Okay. However, the weight training is actually going to improve your performance. You want to walk, you're going to be able to walk better. You want to play golf, you lift weights, get your back stronger, you're going to drive the ball further. That's a real motivator.
That is. And Eddie, here's a new phrase I heard recently that I really liked. Strong is the new skinny.
I love it.
Today, your song is Seventh Sea by Cordelia and the Buffalo. Tomorrow, we'll talk about mood and how to elevate it by moving more.
Look at the velvet sky, and you still wonder why it's not the way it's supposed to be.